Welcome to another episode of Controversial Minds. Today's been a trifecta. But we saved the best for last.
This is your last podcast?
Yeah, it's my third one for the day.
Oh, fuck! Yeah.
I've been getting it in. After this, I got dinner with my lady. And then...
Good for you.
Closing out for the night. Hey! Congrats to love, man.
Congrats to love.
Relationships.
It's a beautiful thing.
You guys make way too much noise right now.
That's Sean. We're going to have Sean on the podcast pretty soon.
That's an
Say what's up.
And the producer.
Oh, am I messing up the podcast right now?
You're on the podcast right now.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sure.
You're in history forever.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry.
Wait.
A legend. You guys have an interesting podcast. You can hear almost everything. Hey, much love, guys.
Much love.
Who is that? Who's that talking about now?
This is Late by Nature, LeMay the Late Bloomer, aka the nigga that was just in your bitch's mouth last night.
Whoa!
He flew in from like Australia. So all you Australian guys out there, I'm sorry.
All right, on a more serious note. All right, Haveen, man. Give an introduction to the people.
Hello, I'm Haveen, also known as Javen, also known as King, also known as Baby Boy. And there's an old name that was King Curious. If you ever want to check out that, I've probably literally been myself throughout my whole music career. Like, I'm still the same fucking person. I just know so much more. And it's fucking dope. What's up? I'm Javen, and I'm here to inspire you to do better.
Hey, that's my intro. It's probably top five.
Hey. Top five. I need top five.
Top five for the top five.
Yeah. Alright. Ooh, keep the wind out. Smart.
Yeah.
Just
speak up a little bit so we can...
It's okay. I can project.
All right. Hey,
that's
hey.
What my voice is for.
So we got Haveen on this show today. And
yes.
We're in Honolulu, Hawaii. We got a beautiful view of the balcony. We got some video content to go with this.
Shout out Hawaii. Shout out Honolulu. Shout out Kalihi.
You know what I'm saying? We got Diamond Head in the cut.
Diamond Head.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out Manoa. Shout out, I forgot.
Shout out to 954. Shout out Broward County, Florida.
Shout out 808.
You know what I'm saying? 808.
Shout out Pacific University.
Shout out 318. 225.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah.
7572.
Shout out Ella.
Yeah.
Ella. Oh, my God. Yo, I'm finna get killed. I said it wrong. Okay.
So, man, tell people a little bit about yourself and...
myself? Okay. My government name is Javen. I was born in Atlanta. I grew up in Atlanta, the Caribbean, on an island called Beque, Florida. Often traveled to New York and California. I grew up in a lot of places. I moved out here to Hawaii on my own at the age of 18 because I said, fuck it, I'm gonna do my own shit. And that's literally what I've been about for my whole entire existence. What else did I tell you? I got into music when I was like, actually, I've been into music my whole life, but I started dancing, and that's kind of where I get my rhythm from, or like my the drums, because I produce, mix, I do everything. But I get my rhythm from the way that I dance and like the moves that I want to make, kind of. So like, that's why I do headbanging shit. That's why I do like kind of Latin.
Yeah.
Like Latin shit. So I do like just club shit also, because I have all types of vibes, all types of feelings.
Would you say that's that Florida influence, like the Latin and like...
No, the Latin influence really comes from like... I grew up around a lot of Mexicans. Okay. I didn't realize that until like a little while ago, but I grew up around a lot of just Spaniards and Latinos, a lot of black people, a lot of just different types of people and exploring culture. My mom was always very like persistent on my ability to
reach out to multiple just cultures and
to
learn
be
from
understanding
people.
And
yeah.
accepting and
like yeah to be understanding and to like grow empathetic towards other people and what they go through.
That's real interesting. I like that. I like that word that you use, empathetic.
Empathetic. It's
what. What does that word mean to you, and how has your mom instilling that in you affected how you produce music?
Ooh, that word to me. So when I was younger, my mom used to call me an empath, and that's because like I used to really be sensitive to how people feel, and like their general feeling would affect my general feeling, and then I could not feel my general feeling. And so like that word means a lot to me because it taught me how to be myself, and also like trying to understand what that word actually means taught me how to be myself and also how to feel for others at the same time without letting other people really affect me. How do I explore that through music?
Or how does empathy affect your perspective on how you express your music?
At the surface level, it really just lets me... The idea of being empathetic means that if I feel some type of way, there's probably someone else that feels a certain type of way or has experienced a certain type of thing, and they need something to relate to. So I produce everything that I felt. I produce directly from my own feelings and share it with people, hoping that someone will listen to it and really like feel or understand that they're not alone, or that they go through what they are going through is something that's relatively normal, or like something that they can like share and help other people go through and create this cause and effect, or like butterfly.
Would you say you're a big fan of having conversation and expressing and understanding what you're going through?
I'm a very big fan because when I was younger, I used to like argue with people all the time.
Yeah.
Trying to like express my thoughts in a way that people would understand. Not just so that I can understand, but so that my parents could understand what I was going through, so that my sister could understand, so that my grandparents could understand, and people wouldn't be so, like,
judgmental, kind of?
Yeah, or, like, so people could, so that I could feel understood.
I see.
And so, like, can you say your question again, bro? I'm sorry.
So, I was just saying, how do you feel that, you know, your mom instilling empathy in you has affected how you portray your art with music? Like, do you feel like it makes you put out a more inclusive message versus some of these? You can say some other music is a little bit more exclusive to certain lifestyles. I was listening to your music. You know, you have some songs like Heist, you know, on Purple Hearts, which is like, you know, upbeat and it's dope. And then you got some songs that are more in depth, in which you're really trying to express emotion, like Too Much, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that balance is interesting because you really are talking to two sides right now, because I feel like in the current time, if like when I listen to music, I'm hearing two sides. I'm hearing like, you know, people want to turn up and have a good time, but at the same time, they don't want to neglect their emotions, and they're expressing that. And you seem to have entered an interesting state where you kind of...
A balance where I want to, like... I want to be able to turn up with my emotions.
That's a perfect... That's it right there.
Man, I hate to say this right now because of this song, but kind of like Drake's In My Feelings, mm-hmm. that song is a club banger, but it's really, like, a sad-ass song. And there's these memes going out, like, why am I crying in the club?
Yeah.
Nigga.
Yeah.
And, like, my goal in music and like why I'm so, I don't know how to directly relate that to empathy besides the fact that I want to share it in hopes that other people can connect and feel so that they don't feel alone, or so that they feel like someone can possibly understand them, because all my music is 100% me, And so, like, if you're listening to me and then you relate to that, then you honestly relate to who I am as a person, or at least one aspect of me. And so I can connect with you on a whole different plane than, like, these people with exclusive lifestyle music that you talk about. So, like, that's kind of how empathy is portrayed. It's just, like, putting myself out there so that people feel like they could possibly be understood and that they're not alone. And then just also it's empathetic in the way that there's a range of emotion, and it understands that empathy is a all-inclusive type of action, and that you deal with something, and another person deals with something, and another person deals with something, and another person deals with something, and then this one thing can bring everybody together to at least feel something and then heal themselves. I honestly feel like what I made up was bullshit, but it makes so much sense to me in my head. I hope it makes sense to you.
Let's unpack that a little bit, because I like the ideology behind that. Like, because you really, I feel like what you're doing through your art is you're just truly being yourself, and that's allowing you to express and show the fun and creativity that you're allowed to have when you're in your own space, in the sense that you truly embrace yourself for all your, I mean, like, to truly express your emotions at that level, you have to have embrace yourself for the strengths and weaknesses. You had to have really sat down with yourself and had some conversations and be like, I am comfortable enough to express this, if I'm not mistaken.
Kind of. It's not as, like, cookie cut as that. It's more like a, I taught myself on the daily how to deal with my emotions. Or more like, not just deal with my emotions, but understand what my emotions are. So every day, if I feel some type of way about something, I sit there and I guess, I mean, I do have a conversation. Yes, please. I do have a conversation, but it's an in-head conversation. I'm not talking to anyone except myself. And it's just like one to three voices are going back and forth and saying, okay, I feel this way. Why do I feel this way? What triggered me feeling this way? How can I overcome this feeling? Or should I feel this feeling out, and so that I can truly understand what it means to feel this way? In different situations, like, call for different assessments, and I kind of treat every emotion that I feel as its own individual emotion, because there's always a different stimulus. So that's why Purple Hearts has such a range in emotion, and that's why Purple Hearts I want to say it's like pure, or it's raw. It's raw, but the production quality is actually pretty well, even though I like produce, mix, master.
Did you do that all of yourself?
Yeah.
The whole thing?
Everything.
No, do you have features on there?
LaMaine the Late Bloomer is the only feature, and I didn't pay that nigga. I gave him a 20% royalty cut, by the way.
That's an interesting
Way. That one song.
That's an interesting way that you structured that.
But I did that because I love that nigga, and I know that this album, even though I'm not pushing my music super hard right now.
Why is that?
Because I want to create a massive content where, like,
people can just come to the catalog.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, this is all I have of you. It's like, wow, I get to explore a lot of you, and I get to choose how much I get to explore of you. That's fucking crazy. And LaMaine has, like, shared just such good energy with me that I was like, nigga, I need you on this song. because I feel like you really, like, I honestly just felt like he really connected with the song for how I wrote it. But, like, in a, but he always puts his own spin on things because he has his own perspective. Mm. And I just vibe with LeMay, so I left him on the song. I'm not left him on the song, but like, I was like, here, nigga, you get to be on this song. Process. Yeah, like, he, all right, ooh, I guess we should explain all of Purple Hearts now.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Purple Hearts, the name comes from, the name and the origin starts with my girlfriend, Tiara. This baby girl, this bitch, this wonderful lady, only sends me purple hearts. It's like a pattern.
And she texting purple hearts because she knows.
I quoted that shit in the original Imperfections song that I posted. I was like, because I was still talking to Tiara at the time. Or I still am talking to Tiara at the time, but like, when I uploaded this song, I just started talking. Talking to Tiara, and like she was still sending purple hearts whenever she felt a certain type of way. And so, like, thanks, bro. And so, like, she's only sent me one other colored heart, and that was an orange heart. And she was like, gotta switch it up sometimes. And then she went right back to purple hearts. So, purple hearts has a deep meaning to me. Because of her. And I, excluding the first Imperfection songs, this album was produced from January 2018 to June 1st, 2018. So that is a 6-month process. So I took 6 months to, with all my skills, I had only one song, and I produced the whole album. And throughout this whole 6-month process is also my relationship with Tiara.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, so just every day I work on music. Every day I sit in my room. I'm on my computer, and I'm listening to sounds, and I'm writing to songs and beats that I make. And I just sit there. But then, like, I start to explore this girl. Explore, like, relatively new feelings because she makes me feel a way that I've never really felt before. And so Purple Hearts is just my purest expression of like what I was going through throughout this relationship. And it starts with Reborn. And it's the beginning, like right before our relationship happens. And it's like, when you see my soul, tell it come back home. I can't feel no more, trying to be reborn. And that was me really just like, at one point, I was just praying out to God because I felt so fucking lonely that I just wanted to find somebody to connect with on like a level that I've never experienced. And so that was me calling out. And so the hook is literally me, when you see my soul, me calling out to the world. When you see my soul, tell it come back home, my other half, or like myself, or someone that's just connects with me. I can't feel anymore, and I need to be reborn. Meaning, I feel lost, I feel numb, and I need this other half with me. And then it goes into like the verse and shit. Actually, it goes into a lot of noises, and then it goes into the verse and shit. And the verse is really like, just like that blend of turn up shit and like turn up rage shit and pure emotion and pure like daily vlogging basically. Just writing about what the fuck I was going through. So I was like, I just got back to Hawaii. It's like, yo, I've been sober for like 3 days. And like when I get sober, I just realized that I need a whole lot more than what I currently have, and I have to find a way to obtain that. I was sober for like 3 days. Damn, I can't do this. And it's so stressful being like young and sober and being away from your parents and shit. Because like I've been doing this shit on my own since I was 18. And so like when I get sober, I'm like, fuck, I need to do more. And when I'm high, I'm still like, I need to do more, but at least I'm like
calm.
Yeah, I'm calm about it. And I'm like,
do you feel like you have, I mean, you know, there's definitely some pressure that you must feel, you know, wanting to, I mean, being yourself in a society where conformity is so regular, it almost feels unnatural. It's almost like it's uneasy, and it causes anxiety of some sort. And then, and I'm talking from my own perspective, you know, I just want to see how your perspective on it, you know. And it's like being young, wanting to accomplish more, and like it's not even more so for the outside world, it's just like you want to see more for yourself. And it's like
being, I just want to experience the most out of life that I can.
Facts.
And so like I want to get to this level of being able to have whatever the fuck I want. Like having so much money that I can just blow it, and having the skill to make all of that money back in the next couple of hours. It's like, it's almost as if I want to feel like everything that I've ever been told I could feel.
You really want to see the dream come to fruition?
Yeah.
You're like, all right, you guys said there was this dream out here. I see people living it. I am going to go get my share of it.
Yeah, basically. That's how, and that's like what pressure has been instilled into me. I don't know what other niggas go for, like, what motivates them. But what motivates me is just like being able to experience something greater than whatever I previously experienced. And it's weird because I don't ever feel that shit through like drugs. I don't ever feel like I want to experience something way worse than this, or like way more grand than this. Sometimes that should be enough for me. I just be like hitting a blunt,
yeah,
and I kill the blunt, and I'm like, fuck, I gotta concentrate. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, what's up? That's like a bad eyesight, and I was like, that doesn't look like your name.
How's your day going?
It's Jalen. We're doing an interview. Probably. He goes out a lot.
Whoa, Jay and Chevrolet, bro. He came in with,
harem of chicks, right?
Yes. Yes. I was like, damn. Small
I know.
I'm actually doing a podcast with Javier right now. I'm about to sign up to do podcasts and stuff like that. Small world.
Oh.
You're on the podcast right now. You want to say what's up?
What's up, dog?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, girl.
Hey, nice to meet you. Ari.
I met you.
Oh.
At James Chevrolet.
Stop! Babe, this is the... Oh, my God. Okay. How are you?
Remember I was telling you I do a podcast?
Yeah.
I'm doing a podcast about being right now.
Oh,
you're on the podcast? You want to say hello?
Oh, hi. I'm so excited.
Not bad for my commercial date.
Yeah. Small island.
Fuck yeah. What?
That's wild.
A little bit. Have you just met everybody that you've been... Oh, dude, I'm gonna do something crazy like that. Like, how you just met everybody that you've been, like, relatively introduced to. Like, Sean was always talked about to you, but you never met him. You know, this guy, somewhere completely different. That's crazy. Tiara, I fucking met, like, I didn't meet her. I saw her ass on Snapchat, like, a whole year before we ever actually talked. But I didn't, like, pay any attention to her. I was not fucking on Snapchat. But she was in Europe or some shit. And I was like, I was in Atlanta. And I came back here on that.
It was interesting thing. How is moving around affected your musical taste in the way that you like your music to sound?
I'm not sure about that one. All I can really answer is that, like, every time I moved, my taste in music kind of shifted. And so, like, when I was younger, I was skating and shit. And I was all into rock. My favorite bands, till this day, are, like, Breaking Benjamin, 3 Days Grace. Panic. I used to fuck heavy with it. And then, like, one day I moved and stopped skating, and fucking got into, like, pop. Not really pop, just, like, popular hip-hop. And I was, like, Chris Brown and Little Wayne features.
Yeah.
Old Drake.
Like, 06, 08 kind of thing.
Yeah, like, Rihanna's What's My Name type shit. Like, just everything became hip-hop. And then I started focusing more on rap. And I remember when I was young, my mom fucking played Jay-Z and Eminem around me. And, like, I used to fuck with Jay-Z and Eminem heavy. Him and Justin Timberlake. I had Justin Timberlake CD. Oh, my fucking God.
He was far.
Yeah. And,
he's
like,
put on that heat. Still...
And then the fucking Step Up 2 movie came out. And I started dancing and shit. Oh,
you see You Got Served?
Huh? Yes! Oh, fuck yes, bro. That's a good ass movie. And then Stomp the Fucking Yard.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, bro. I always went off in these movies. I was like, nigga, I'm a dance to truth. What's up, nigga? Like, And then, like, I don't know, somehow I just developed a beat and then shut everything off and went into this, like, little artsy white boy phase. Where I was just in the, like, plain white tees. I was still listening to Panic and, like, just Drake. Plain White Tees, Drake, and Panic at the Disco. Yeah, I was drawing.
What was it about those three genres of music or three groups or people that stood out to you that made you want to listen to them over everything else in this specific time of your life? What were you going through? Like, what was the causation behind that? And were you making music at this time?
Bro. They were, like, feeling and expressing emotions. Drake had, like, just released Take Care. Throughout every fucking Plain White Tees album, it's just all, like, emotions. And also, like, different types of emotions. A lot of them are about love, but then a lot of them are about, like, heartache and anxiety and shit. And then fucking Panic at the Disco was just a wild party of... A wild party of, like, not rage, but just teenage angst. And, like, everybody trying to get whatever the fuck they feel is bugging them out. And I just took to those emotions because, like, I didn't have anything to be emotional about. Because I kind of had a pretty good life. So, like, I just wanted to feel something and not feel like, and feel like there was a life worth living.
Did you feel like your life wasn't worth living? Huh? You say you had a pretty good life.
Yeah. And, like, I didn't see the point in living because if I did what I said I was supposed to do.
And what was that?
My family's Jehovah's Witness. And so, like, they're just like, be a Jehovah's Witness and follow God and you'll live forever. And I was like, what the fuck? Forever sounds so fucking boring. You just get to do this shit all multiple times. Like, eventually you'll do every fucking thing. Why would you want to do that? Like, multiple times. Then you get bored of it. And there's nothing else to do besides do it one more time. Because you haven't done it that time. Like, fucking... I just had this idea that I would always live forever in my head. And...
You saw it differently.
Yeah. Like, I was like, Jesus, there's nothing worth living no life. So what the fuck do I have to live for? And I was searching for that shit. And I found it through those artists.
Oh, I see. That's super interesting. Did you ever think about that prior to that question?
Yeah, but with anime. So, like, I used to do the same shit with anime, too. And, like, watch it so that I can imagine a new life for myself. And escape from this boring hellhole. Even though it wasn't a boring hellhole, it was just like, eventually I'm gonna do all this shit again. So, I need to find some shit that feels important to me to do. And so I watched that shit. Dragon Ball Z, trying to save the fucking world. Goku. I will watch Naruto, trying to overcome all my fucking struggles that life has dealt me, because it's dealt me the fucking worst hand. But I never, like, really dealt with that shit. But I feel it. I become empathetic towards it, too. But I never thought about it through music. I was just searching for feeling. I think I went more towards music because it was something I could visualize from my own mind. Because whatever I hear, I can, like, see or visually, like, create it. And so, like, but with music, since I didn't have to see it and I could just hear it, I could create my own reality. Oh, fuck, my bad.
God.
I can create my own reality based off of their own experiences.
Interesting. We have one superpower. What would it be?
Room.
Transportation? Or teleportation?
Yeah.
Why that?
I really enjoyed the way Law uses it in One Piece. It's like... it's kind of like Quicksilver and X-Wing, where you have this limited space. You can teleport anything that you need and get yourself in any situation, but eventually, like, you get to grow that. And I would want it because, fuck, now you made me think of, like, Jumper and the fucking being able to teleport anywhere in the world. I want that so bad. I don't have to live anywhere. Just continue to see all types of stuff.
But I think that's a direct correlation to why you started to explore out and explore yourself. It ties back to the Jehovah's Witness. And I believe that you think there's more to life and a different... So you do believe you live forever, but you might not believe it's on this planet. Is that the case, or...?
And only this planet?
As if you don't believe it's only this planet. It's another planet, other different...
Yeah, I actually do. It's either that or it's like molecular reincarnation where everything just shifts on its own, and then, like, eventually it'll come full circle and be created in the same situation again. Oh my fucking God.
In a sense, like, when you die, your body goes back into the soil. That soil then produces the trees that provide life for the people who are living on Earth. And then as time,
those cells.
Yeah. That's interesting, that kind of understanding. You know, I think that correlates to the breakthrough you've had with the expressiveness about your emotions. Because to be thinking on that level, in my opinion, insights that you have a deeper awareness of self to be asking yourself, what is this existence? If I'm wrong, you know what I'm saying, please let me know. I'd love to hear your perspective.
I don't think you're wrong on that one either. Being able to ask myself what is life has led to me being able to ask myself, what are these things that I'm feeling? These things that I've created. This life I've lived.
What would you say we see in America's future musically? You know, the climate has changed so much. You know, we went from to blues, to jazz, to funk, to pop, to hip hop, to rap, to gangster rap, to the new to trap rap, R&B trap, to the rock and roll rap and trap kind of vibe. You know what I'm saying? What do you really see as the future of music in the U.S.? And how do you think that's going to impact the world?
Jesus. I have no idea. I see, like... I know that cycles start over again, but I don't know how the cycle is going to play out. Because I haven't heard anything that sounds different from... that hip-hop hasn't been able to influence as of late. Like, hip-hop has influenced so many different...
Would you say...
cultures?
That hip-hop was almost a religion versus a music genre? Did you say...
No, I would say it's a practice.
What is a practice? People practice religion.
Yeah, but...
Would you say music in itself is a religion? That's not categorized as just the one type of music. You say all music is a religion. You know what I'm saying? It's a way that people speak and communicate and tell stories and pass down knowledge, you know, with their voices and with instruments and things.
I don't think it's religion, though. I think it's just, like, one big communal word of mouth.
Like a storytelling, like gathering around the fire.
Yeah. Like, people just slowly end up connecting. Become mush.
Do you think we're gonna lead to a collective musical conscious?
I hope not. I really like individuality.
Well, I'm talking about individuality, but with like conscious collaboration. I came up with this thing today. I don't know if this is a coin term. This is my third time saying it today. If not, I'm gonna go ahead and patent it for collaboration without prejudice. Like I believe in the future that we're moving towards a world consciousness of working together without the prejudices and biases that have been put in place by people who have come before us.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Who thought contrary to what life actually was. Life is not colonization and capturing and destroying culture. Life is embracing culture and understanding one another and growing and lifting the other person up. Because, like, for instance, with this podcast, you're being lifted up right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're grinding hard with your music, you know what I'm saying? And this is another platform for you to expand your music out to another level, you know what I'm saying? And this allows for your fans to get a deeper understanding of who you are and what's behind your music. Therefore, when they come to your shows, and they do have a show coming up on the 30th,
out here in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Place, bro. So, it's at Summit. It's a store on 2017 North King Street. Should be there.
And, I mean, you know, definitely pass me those flyers and whatnot. I definitely want to help your boys out as much as possible. If you guys are interested in sitting down and talking about some Facebook and Instagram marketing strategies to reach a bigger audience so that you guys can, I know you guys are trying to level up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Take it to that next level and go ahead and structure LLC and whatnot. I actually just structured putting my paperwork today so I can help your boys with that as well. That's, yes, sir. I got a clothing line I'm about to drop, you know what I'm saying?
Clothing line?
Yeah, clothing line and a media company kind of thing. And definitely plan on doing some collaborations in the future.
I have more deep-ass conversations.
Let's go ahead and wrap this up. I got a few more questions for you. All
right.
I got the three questions. The three questions is questions that I made up because I'm fascinated with people's mindset. That's what led me to do a podcast, because before I did this, I would listen to people talk, and I had the opportunity to meet some really great people, some really accredited people. Like, I had the opportunity to meet this chef, Alex Ortales, from Brazil. And by talking to him, I learned something interesting, that when people want to be successful, they'll do whatever it takes to be successful, and they're willing to rebel against the structural confines in order to be themselves and at the highest levels. So for instance, when I met him, I asked him three questions. And the first question was, what inspired you? Like, what is your drive behind? Why are you doing? Is it legacy, money? Is it to leave something behind for your family? Is it to make an impact? And he said it was, because he's a chef. And he's like, it was to inspire people and let them know that in Brazil, it's not just poverty, it's not just murders, it's not just all this negative stuff that you hear and that you might see. We also have great food, we have great culture, we have great things here that we want to present to you. I thought that was an interesting perspective. And then I asked him the second thing, it's like, what was the most impactful thing that changed your life? And he said, my mom, when I first wanted to be a chef, she told me that she was ashamed of me, and she preferred if I would have, he would have been a doctor or something like that, because he would have made more money. And she would tell her friends that she wasn't, like, she would kind of talk down on him cooking, and he still did it anyway. And today he has the number 3 rated restaurant in the world, 5, like, he's a Michelin rated chef, which is like super high. And he is, it's 2017 or 2018, top 100 influencers in the world. And that's all just because he followed his dream and he didn't want to conform to what everyone around him thought he should do. He focused on his own thing. So I'm going to ask you these same three questions. What is the drive behind what you're doing? Is it for legacy? Is it for money? Is it for your kids? Is it to make an impact? What is your drive?
Expression. Expression and just like being able to talk to people and putting myself out there and connecting. That's my drive. I don't really have one that's like external. It's really just like, damn, I really want to do this shit just because I want to do this shit.
But you would say, like, is this always been a passion? Like, you've always wanted to reach and connect with people through music?
No. I've always been able to reach and connect through music.
Mm.
So, when I was trying to figure out what to do and decide what to do for my life, I kind of gave up on a couple different expressions and was like, this is the one I really want to do. This is what I can, like, really get to know and get to enjoy and then, like, try and understand its full
complexity.
Yeah.
What led you to, like, Like you say, you're trying some other things. Mm-hmm. Was it trying these other things and just realizing, yeah, this isn't for me right now. This just isn't for me. This music is what's standing out the most. Or was it just like you kind of liked everything else, but out of all of it, the music was just calling me.
I just wasn't feeling like dancing anymore. I was feeling like drawing all the time. It took up a lot of energy. Like energy that I felt like was being wasted into nowhere or not being able to benefit me. And so I stopped doing it as like a main expression. I do it on the side sometimes, especially when I get high. So.
Hey. I mean, bro,
and shit. But like,
just a side note, if you're interested, I got some clothes coming in on the works. I need to do some videos and I need some music for some of the stuff that I'm doing.
Oh, God.
So we're gonna head to Kaka'aka.
Kaka'aka?
Yeah.
Are you gonna be doing a weekend?
We're gonna schedule it right, you know what I'm saying? But just a heads up.
But I'm about to figure out how to get work. Well, fuck.
You say you got the runs.
Huh?
Just text your boss, you're like, hey, son, dad, I got the runs. And then they're going to be like, oh, handle that. You better. What else can you say?
People like the accent.
What else
I believe it.
What else can you say to that?
I have no idea.
You can't say something like, oh.
Oh, run your ass to work, people. My boss wouldn't say anything. He's right.
You just gotta be like, I mean, I could come into work, but I don't. It's like, it's at any time, man. He's gonna be like, oh. Hey, on a side note, though, second question, what do you feel like was the most impactful thing that led you to where you are right now? Can you trace it back to a singular moment? Or was there a sequence of events?
It's definitely multiple moments. It's not. It's just like something I built up today. It was like a full effort. And I got through that journey. Well, I'm not in my journey. It's doing this one. Which is moving.
Alright, I like it. And then the last question would be, if you could go back in the past and tell your younger self one thing, what would it be?
Oh my God, nigga, pay attention more. Fuck. Oh, pay attention. Just pay some fucking attention.
And what makes you say that?
Because I could have learned so many things a lot more sooner. A lot more quicker, and I got a lot more places if I just really paid attention to how things actually work versus how I thought things worked.
And how are you applying what you just would give to your younger self to your current self to be kinder to your future self?
I would say, read between the lines of every. What the fuck? I would just say, don't just ignore everything. I feel like everything is okay. Actually, go out and feel something and try to understand something for what it is. And pay attention to the details that created that created to be what it is. Like, just look at the details.
That's an amazing insight. That's an amazing insight. It just shows the depth in which you're thinking. With that being said, where can the people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at @x_xHavin, H-A-V-E-I-N, @x_x. You can find me on YouTube as
Click the link in the Instagram bio, by the way. All the music is lined up.
You can find me on Snapchat, too.
Purple Hearts.
Dance, sing, act, Jav, J-A-V. And YouTube as Javin Booth, and it's J-A-V-A-N-B-U-U-T-H. And on Twitter, at @X_X Hobby, H-A-V-E-I-N. I'm so worried about this.
Purple Hearts. Shout out to the...
Purple Hearts, out now. Raw Emotion, good production. Fuck you.
Check it out, check it out.
Appreciate you. Thanks, coming bro. On, brother.
I appreciate it.
Hey, many blessings. We got some interesting work coming in the future. And you also said that you draw. We're going to put that to the test. I'm looking for some collaboration. I got an artist, real good homie of mine, that we got drawing for the clothing line and stuff like that.
Sure.
We're looking for some collaboration artwork to put on some cool designs. So we're going to see what we got.
Bet. I'm down for it.
All right, love and light. I hope y'all enjoyed. Y'all check out Javin. Purple Hearts out right now. Controversial Minds. Definitely.
Sipping water in this bitch.
Hey, hydration is key. I just want to say in the future, you know, Javin's got a lot of success coming his way. A lot of blessings, you know. They say dreams come true when you do work hard. And Javin is a testament of working hard and really stepping outside the box of what people would like for you to do and following your dreams. And I believe you guys will hear that throughout this entire... I mean, you guys just heard that. You know what I'm saying? It's in history. It's on wax. We just literally bless the fabric of the universe in this time frame, in this moment, in this space that we're in. This is to be recorded forever. For the people who see this way down the line, and you guys look back on this and say, damn, this is where they started from, you know, all you got to do is keep pushing, be willing to step outside the box, be kind, be empathetic and understanding to those around you, and really follow your heart and be willing to go outside the box and experience different things to find out what you like. And when you find what you like, go for it. Love and light. Controversial Minds. This is a 3-peat today.
Damn.
Hey. Love and light, peeps.
It's working hard, bro.
Indeed.